Pacinger and Sean Rogers know today, but the Adrian Robinson, Cooper Taylor, Terrell Thomas, Corey Webster, they'll work. David Wilson, of course, will not. So we prepare starting this afternoon for the in-the-division game against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, of course, offensively have put some outstanding numbers up, continue to do so. I know last week wasn't one of those type of days for them. However, they still lead the league in rushing. They've got all kinds of numbers. I think the one thing that I would say is the way in which their defense is played. You know, if you take away those first four games and just zoom in on these last three games, they've played extremely well on defense, averaging giving up only 19 points a game, and have done a good overall job. So their special teams is consistent. They have outstanding teamers, returners. You know, if number 10 goes back there on punt returns, obviously we all know what he's capable of doing there. So we're in the division. Again, Chip Kelly's got them off to a good, solid start this year. He's done an outstanding job, and here we go.
Have you filled the roster spot for David Boston?
Not yet.
Are you expecting Michael Vick will be the quarterback?
I am.
Tom, last time Vick was able to find some running room, does that surprise you? Was he running a lot before that, or do you feel that they hadn't shown that until your game?
No, I think they'd had the read option. Everybody tried to defend the read option for the games prior to us. Michael Vick was in that position. That's part of their offense. And, you know, he kept the ball in those circumstances, also kept the ball when he saw a lane open up in front of him. So he had a lot of yards in the first half rushing, which can be frustrating. But, no, we had responsibilities for him, particularly in the option game, and of course trying to keep him enclosed in the pass game, but he took off and did a nice job of that, which is part of the style of that offense. They depend on that. If you look at all the quarterbacks running that particular scheme, they seem to depend on that part of it as well.
There was a lot of talk before the season began that Kelly's offense would, quote-unquote, revolutionize the league. How different, looking at the film of that first game, was what they did compared to what else you've seen around the league or over the years?
Well, there's a lot of people that have copied the hurry-up style, perhaps not for an entire game, but there are segments of teams that are running that particular style of offense, which is what I call the mock snap of the ball, averaging around 20 seconds, some people doing it faster. But so from that standpoint, you know, that originated with Chip, I believe, and you knew that was coming, and so it wasn't any surprise.
You're the first team to get a second look at it now. Will that help?
I hope so. You know, I hope so. We actually did a good job in a lot of ways in the first game, to be honest with you. It's 22-21 at the start of the fourth, and But the tempo of the game, we were able to keep up with the tempo of the game. And if you're asking from that standpoint, yes. However, do you have to prepare specifically? Do you have to make adjustments as such? Do you have a strategic plan in mind when you play against that style? Sure you do.
Coach, regarding special teams, on defense we talk about players beating, you know, winning their one-on-one matchups. So the special teams, do you feel that they're winning their one-on-one matchups and – or is it just a matter of a breakdown here, a breakdown there? What's going on there?
Well, the unfortunate thing is it almost goes week for week. One, I will say, you're playing against outstanding returners week in and week out. I mean, if you look in last weekend, the kickoff return aspect of their game was outstanding. The punt return aspect of the game wasn't where they expected it to be. However, the year before, that same guy had a long return for a touchdown. So in our situation the other day, they did a good job of holding up the side that the return was at. Our coverage wasn't good. We were, when you looked at the return of the touchdown, we were following, was color behind color instead of where we should have been dispersed. They got a nice block right off the bat on the gunner, a nice block on actually the right wing. The sideline was there for him. He went to the sideline. We didn't have anybody coming over from the big field into the sideline defend against a punt that I thought was a very good punt. It was outside the numbers. It was in position where we should have been. So you're back to the drawing board.
Tom, what do you think the win does for your team? I know it's one game at a time, but mentally, just to get that win in Allen.
Positive reinforcement. That's outstanding. You know, hopefully a confidence builder. Continue the enthusiasm. We've had really good enthusiasm. And so the enthusiasm will continue. And hopefully we'll, you know, build on the win is what you're hoping.
With the top, could you talk about Cordell and how he's played and maybe this opportunity for him?
Well, he's done an outstanding job when originally he started to play, then Boss came back, then he had to go in for him during the course of the game as well. So he's very smart. He keeps up with everything. He's prepared to go. He has a nice demeanor about him in terms of, you know, going into the game at whatever point. So we would hope that would continue.
How much had you studied what Kelly was doing at Oregon before he got to the NFL, if at all?
You weren't here before the first game, were you? And you didn't read any of the notes either. We spent the offseason like everybody else do. You look at your opponents. You decide who you're going to have to play against. That's it. That's what you do in the offseason. I'm trying to explain that to you. That's what you do. You take your opponents. You start with your divisional foe. Boom, there's a divisional foe. They've got a new head coach. What's his background? You study.
You go. At all before that?
Yeah, I looked at it before, just like everybody else had, because of the numbers they were putting up as a college team.
Tom, do you chalk up Monday for Hakeem to just one bad game, or are there any kind of big picture concerns with him?
Just get him going. Let's go. You know, let's play better.
Is there an explanation for seemingly several balls that bounced off his hands? I mean, is there...
You know, I haven't had a sit-down with him. They were off yesterday except for the medical, and so this is the first day. I haven't talked to him about it. But, you know, the competitor that he is, he's very much aware. You know, and quite frankly, he's always gobbled those balls up. So, explanation, I wouldn't offer an excuse. You know, I'm sure he wouldn't either.
Physically, he looked like the same player to you right now?
I hope so.
But what do you see?
What do you see? We're just like we do with everyone else. Improvement, improvement, improvement. He's got to improve. He's got to get better. He's got to get to the point where the reliability factor is there as strongly as it always has been. Has it been there up to this point? No. But we're saying that, you know, let's work. Let's get back to work and get this done.
With Tom,
we count on this guy.
I'm sorry. With Tom, are you concerned that Nix maybe has some big picture thoughts?
No.
Through his mind?
No. I'm not, because I think anybody that thinks that way has to understand fundamentally, you better take care of your business on the field. You better get your job done to the fullest of your ability.
With the running game, there was more of it, but there are still some losses behind the line of scrimmage. Is that frustrating, why those breakdowns are happening, some of the negative runs that you get?
Well, there was penetration. We didn't handle a lot of the penetration. And when you do have that, you're not going to have the kind of success that you're looking forward to. So, no, we had the number of carries we wanted, but we didn't have the yardage.
Tom, did Jacobs have a setback, or was it just not coming along fast enough?
I think we were all hoping that he felt good. He was feeling good, and then all of a sudden he got sore again. So, and then there wasn't enough time.
The way McBride is playing, is he now your starter, or is Corey going to step in?
Well, he's been, you know, when this situation came up where we were, you know, our corners were pretty much wiped out, yeah, he started and he played well. So as long as there's any kind of concern for health issues or length of service or how many snaps, then he's heavily counted on. And he did a nice job the other night.
You used Dantrell in the slot last time against them. You'll go back to that, you think? Or?
We'll see.
Is it unusual to see a linebacker come in here not having a training camp and be able to provide something to your team that Beeson has?
Not with the quality of linebacker that we have. The quality of the player that came in, no, I'm not surprised.
Dang out.
Okay, thank you.